Sister Kettery Mitchell is the executive director of the Tekakwitha Conference for Native American Catholics, and Sister is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks so much for being with us today. We're going to be talking about the Tekakwitha Conference for Native American Catholics and about the Blessed Kettery Tekakwitha and some of the other things that's going on. But before we do that, Sister, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Mohawk, born and raised on the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation in northern New York State, right along the St. Lawrence River. And both my parents are members of the Mohawk Nation, and I grew up with my brother and sister, with my parents there, was educated there, and then for a higher education, we usually have to leave the reservation. And at that time, I did leave and heard the call to enter religious life. So at that time, being the first Mohawk woman to enter religious life, I made my way with my parents, who drove me to New England, where I entered the novitiate for the Sisters of St. Anne. And with that in mind, I did not realize at the time I had a goal in life, a wish, I guess a wish list, like a lot of young people have, was to be a teacher. And I ended up, without knowing too much about this particular religious community, but they're educators. So I've had the opportunity to teach from grade 1 to grade 8. And I've also been a school administrator. And as I got older, the other dream was being fulfilled, because I wanted to know more about all the different Native tribes throughout the country, because there are over 500 just here in the United States. So I ended up going a full-time Native ministry, and I've been to just about all over North America, sharing with many different tribes, learning so much from each. And I also have been a part of the Tekakwitha Conference since the 80s. And in 1998, I was asked to become the executive director, and the national office is located in Great Falls, Montana. So I moved again, and I have been the executive director for, you know, this number of time, just about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And it has been very enriching, enjoyable, and have had the opportunity of being able to meet other Native people and other tribes. And this national organization honors Gadali Tekakwitha, who was born in 1656 in a Mohawk village, and she also is a Mohawk like myself and belonged to the Turtle Clan, and I'm also a member of the Turtle Clan, so it's very special. She's a very close sister to me and has become a very close sister to many Native American Catholics throughout North America, because her spirit continues to touch the hearts of so many of our people. Her spirituality is growing deeper and deeper within each one of us, and we're hoping that soon she will become our first Native American saint.
Now, Sister, you pronounce the name quite differently than I would, which would be Kateri Tekakwitha. You pronounce it, I guess, the proper Native American way. Tell us a little about her life and what made her so special, or makes her so special even to this day.
Gadali Tekakwitha is the Mohawk pronunciation for Kateri Tekakwitha. I have difficulty saying it, you know, that way, but right. Her name is pronounced in many different ways, and that's fine, because we're honoring the same woman, and a name is a name. Tekakwitha was her her Mohawk name. Mm-hmm. And her father and mother called her that. And at the age of 4, she and her little brother and her mom and dad, her mother was Algonquin, but her father was Mohawk, all contracted smallpox. And the Gahguita was the only one who survived of the family. So she continued life for a few short years, but during those times, there was something within her that was calling her to the faith, the Catholic faith. And it was difficult within that Mohawk village that didn't know really anything about a Catholic faith or any other faith other than the spirituality of the Mohawk people. So she tried to embrace both, to live that the Mohawk way of life, the traditional way, but also to be able to practice her Catholic faith once she was baptized when she was 20 years old. And at the time of her baptism, she was given the name Gadeli Kateri, which is Catherine in the English language. So from that point on, after her baptism, she was known as Gadeli de Gahguita. And de Gahguita means putting things in order. So many of our Native Americans today say, she is helping to put my life in order and to try to lead a good path and follow the good way, and the good way being our God, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So between the ages of 20 and 24, once she was baptized, she took on a lot of penances that, long ago, many of our people practiced, and I think many of the saints that we read about practice really severe penances. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. And even her spiritual director, one of the Jesuits, just told her, you're too weak, your health is not that good, you should not practice these severe penances. But she did anyway. And she just felt that it was a way in which she would be able to embrace the cross and also to do penance for her own people. Mm-hmm. That she felt, needed to live a different way of life and not one of being violent or harsh. Mm-hmm. To their own being, but also to, other members of the nation. Mm-hmm. And then when she was 24 years old, she became very ill. And during Holy Week, just was confined to bed and then passed away. And then sort of new life came for many of the Native people at that time. And those who surrounded her bed, children and older people, because she in her own way was ministering to young people, to older people. So they came to her bedside. And apparently there were some, like little miracles that were performed at that time just by being in her presence. Mm. Because when she did draw her last breath, and the words that she said was Jesus Gunolunkwa, which is the Mohawk words for Jesus, I love you. And those words seem to, echo today in many people's lives. And so with those words, her last breath echoed that, and then all her whole person became radiant before the eyes of the people who were gathered. So that was the witness that has been passed on to each and every one of us, because with the smallpox, she had all kinds of smallpox marks, mm-hmm. all over her face. And apparently those all disappeared when she drew her last breath. Hmm. So they knew for sure that this indeed is a holy woman. Despite her young age, she radiated Christ at her, at her last breath, mm-hmm. and let people know that, yeah, she walked that sacred path. And so today we have in 1939, she passed away in 1680, but in 1939, a group of missionaries, at the request of their bishop in the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, which also included Montana and Wyoming, gathered together annually to talk about their ministry among Native people. Mm-hmm. And they continued meeting annually until the late 70s, and they said, we need to do more. And at that time, in 1978, 79, a small group of Native men, Lakota men and women, said, we need to be involved in this, to have a voice in ministry among our people. And it was at that point that the conference, what it is today, opened up to lay people, to other missionaries, both men and women. And in 1979, there was a famous Circle of 66, and I was blessed to be a part of it, which included bishops, some priests, and Native sisters, Native deacons, and a few lay people who gathered and said, we need, this conference is very important to us, and we want to be a part of it. Then in 1980, this shortly after the Circle of 66, Gadalida Gakwita, who was venerable at that time since 1943, was beatified in Rome by John Paul II, and we had over 400 Native Americans of different tribes who went to Rome for the beatification. And it was just a beautiful ceremony. And I can say a very colorful one, because all different tribal members who were present in Rome dressed in their own tribal regalia, which is very colorful. Mm-hmm. And each one is so different also. So in 1980, that was at the end of June, then an annual conference, the Gakwita conference, continued, but for the first time in 1980, the conference was held outside of the Dakotas. And the first one was in Denver, Colorado, in 1980. And from 1980 on, it's been going to different regions throughout the country, east, south, north, and west. And we have been gathering, and from a small group, I could say, of Circle 66, we now have over 1,000 people who come annually. And the 1,000 people represent about 185 different tribes throughout the country, also some tribes from Canada. And we have priests, we have sisters, we have deacons, and a mixture of both Native American and also people of all cultures who are in ministry with us, or those who are interested mm-hmm. in, you know, a Native conference. Mm-hmm. So we gather, and it's just a time where people share stories, share their experiences, share their faith with one another. And it is a whole process of enculturation, because it represents the voice of the people, the voice in the Catholic Church, and it is empowering our people mm-hmm. to become stronger in our faith, but also stronger in our spirit mm-hmm. and in our heart, to be who we are and to be the best of who we are. And these annual gatherings now, many people echo the words, this is our family reunion every summer. So our family reunion this year will take place in Baltimore at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. And so we will be gathering there June 27th until July 1st.
Sister, if our listeners would like some more information about the Tekakwitha conference or about the life of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, where can they go? Where do you suggest that they go for more information?
Our national office is located in Great Falls, Montana. And we do have a website, TEKCONF, as in Frank, techconf.org. And we have an 800 number, 800-842-9635. And we do have a lot of information, pamphlets that are available to talk about the conference, what it does, bringing people together, empowering our people, and affirming our faith, affirming our culture as Native Americans.
Sister Kateri Mitchell, the Executive Director of the Tekakwitha Conference for Native American Catholics. It's been a pleasure and an honor to meet you, and thank you for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
You're most welcome, and in my language I say, Nyawa, Nyawa Goa. Thank you.